Okay. Just for posterity, can you just continue to tell us about your drag mother and drag son?
Oh, sure. I'm like, let's hope we didn't lose anything.
I know. We'll see it then, but it'll be okay.
So my drag mother, her name is Tara Newhall. And I remember like posting on Facebook. I was like, oh, this is who I want to, I remember looking like, oh, this is what I want to do. This is who I want to, this is who I want to like, I want to do drag and everything. And I remember like, I think she found me on Facebook because I think I friended her that same night. And she's like, I knew it from the minute I saw you that you were going to do great. You were going to do drag. Like, please know I'm, if there's anything you need, just call me or just, I'm like, okay, it's fine. I'm like, me, this crazy woman is not going to find me. And I remember like literally like 3 days later, she like DMs. She's like, hey, how are you? I'm like, I'm okay. I'm getting ready to go to work. She's like, okay, where do you work? And I'm like, I work at XYZ. She's like, okay, let me come pick you up. And I was like, whoa, me over here. Am I about to get snatched? Like, I was like, this is a lot. And she came and picked me up and she took me to her house and we like talked before she dropped me off at work. And it was just like, oh, I could see you doing this. And if you want a makeup lesson, just call me. And what I didn't know again is that like that would become one of the most meaningful relationships in my queer experience. Like from that day, even forward from like her putting me up in drag for the first time, her doing my makeup, her helping me, her giving me advice. She's someone I call regularly. She's someone to this day who I'm like, hey, like, I'm not feeling good. Or, hey, like, I've been over her house. I've stayed the night. Like, she has been literally a mother to me.